Hello, thank you for tuning in. I am Sarafina Nyawira and I am back with yet another podcast session. And today I just want to talk about how you can get your life back on track. So I know I have taken some time to come back, and that is because I was just establishing what I wanted to do. And basically my podcast will be about productivity and how to get your life, you know, just in order. And today I want to start off by just giving you like some 5 tips on how to get your life on track. So the first thing that most people have challenges with is getting started. Getting started is actually the hardest part. Like, think of the times you want to wake up, but you just don't want to wake up, you know. But all the good stuff comes after waking up. You can say you're going to do your workouts, you're going to cook, you're going to go for that walk. But really, if you do not get that strength to wake up, it can be a hassle because all of your plans just get jumbled up and you have to skip some steps in your routine. And really, I just want to emphasize on how important it is in getting started with anything, really. So before starting my blog, I really used to like postpone, you know. I'd know that I had to start this blog, but it was really hard just getting started because I always used to have this limitation thoughts that, you know, people might not even like my blog, people will, you know, those negative aspects. But the greatest thing you could ever do is to get started. Just start, even if you falter along the way, but you started. That's like the most important thing to always remember. Number 2, always have a schedule. You guys, schedules really help. Like, once you take this 5 minutes to just plan your day ahead, the night before, it really helps because you're able to establish, you like have mental picture of what the following day for you will be like. And it is really a lifesaver, you guys. It's worth it. I know some people just like to like arrange or just plan quickly in their heads, but writing it out makes it real. Like, it's not just a plan, it's something that you're willing to work on and you have to work on. You know, just writing it helps you to commit to what you're supposed to do. So always have a schedule. It really saves you time, it really saves you the hassle, it helps you know and plan your day, like how you're going to wake up, how you're going to carry out your whole day, and what time to switch off and just sleep, you know. So it is always important to have a schedule. The third tip I have for you guys is a social media declutter. And I know I really talk about social media because social media is like one of the places whereby you interact with people you don't even know. And to some extent it may be good, but I think like decluttering your social media is whereby you'll just go about following content that really makes sense to you. I emphasize again, I do not see the sense in following accounts that do not add value to you. I think it is important as a person to establish what are your interests and just stick to that, because that is what makes social media enjoyable. Following things or people or accounts that give you inspiration or content that suits what you love. So I think it is really important. It even gives you like some motivation to go check out what is trending, but if you follow like accounts without meaning, I don't think it makes sense, guys. So it is really important. Just take some time and do a social media declutter. Delete all those old emails and just get your life on track. So the fourth tip I have for you guys is to use productivity apps. So I like sticking to a schedule, and I really like making sure that everything I have in line for my day is achieved. So what I do is I use a number of apps. Like, I'll just give a preview. There's Help Me Focus. Help Me Focus is simply an app that will block my WhatsApp for me for a number of hours, depending on how I set it, so that I can do things. Because, you know, when notifications come in, I want to check. When my Instagram notifications come through, I want to check. So it just prevents you from accessing your apps for a certain amount of hours. There's an app called Calm. Now, Calm basically has, it's like a sleep app, whereby sometimes I really need to sleep, but I don't have that usingizi yet. So I love using Calm to just induce sleep. You know, this when you listen to sounds, sounds from nature, birds chirping or chirping, I don't know, but yeah, when you listen to those sounds, it really goes a long way, and you even sleep without knowing that you fell asleep. You just wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I slept. But yeah, some of these apps really, really go a long way in helping you to plan yourself and to get your life on track. So I did a blog about 10 apps that I use for productivity. If you want to check that out, you can always send me an email at sarahinspire@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, that's sarafinanyawira.wixsite.com/flog, F-L-O-G. Yes, and I'll be glad to have you there. You'll find the post there. It's just 10 productivity apps I use. Yeah, I think the banner is 10 productivity apps, but the topic, the heading is 10 guy boss, girl boss apps that every person must use in June 2018. Because, yeah, I published the post in June 2018, so I really hope that you guys hop over there after listening to this podcast and just going through and getting to know a number of apps that can really help you in your day-to-day lives. So the last tip I have for you guys is you should always take time to journal, you know, like write out what you feel. Because it helps you declutter your mind, like remove those thoughts from your mind. Like when someone has annoyed you, or you're really thinking about something, let's say a project, and you write it down, it really helps you even remove those thoughts from your head and just clear your mind. It also helps you know, or rather, like if it's a project you're planning, you're able to see it in like some sort of pen paper connection thing. Okay, it's like how do I put it, when you put down your thoughts, you basically are committing yourself to actually acting on them. And I think even taking time to journal and writing what you feel about yourself, about things that are disturbing you, you know, it just helps you become a better person. I rarely go out of the house without a notebook. I always have to carry a notebook, and that is because, you know, I find that I have to write so much along my day so that I don't forget, or just to clear my head. It's always important to keep journaling, keep writing short notes, keep it helps you even keep track of your life. Like I have notebooks from 2015 whereby I used to write everything that was going on in my life and how I overcame some of these challenges. So yes, it is always important to keep journaling. It helps you even become a better person. So yes, those were my 5 tips on how to get your life on track, guys. This is the first episode, and I'll be back with more tips next time. So thank you if you tuned in. I hope this really helps you. Guys, don't also forget to check out my blog. If you want the link, you can always email me at sarahinspire@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to help you out. So hope this was informative for you. I hope to see you next time as you tune in for another podcast. So till then, bye guys. Lots of love and light.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.